Well, that's a wonderful beginning. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. That's what we come together to celebrate this afternoon. And specifically, our Lord said, greater love has no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. If you're in Christ, that's exactly what we celebrate today. He laid down his life for you, his friend, and the one he purchased. We welcome you and trust you will have a wonderful time of worship as we sing together, as we read the scriptures, as we take the Lord's table. Special welcome if you're our guest this afternoon. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's join together as we begin. You pray with me as we invite the Lord's blessing on our time. Our Father, we are truly overwhelmed as we gather this afternoon to contemplate the reality that on this day, 2,000 years ago, your eternal Son, who had taken on flesh, laid down his life for us. That he suffered for those 6 dark hours on the cross. Lord, we thank you that in those hours, he paid the eternal price for our redemption. And because you crushed him for our sins, we can go free. Lord, we thank you that we know you through him. We thank you for the joy of worshiping you together this afternoon. Father, we worship you for the love that moved you to give your only begotten Son. Lord Jesus, we worship you because of the love that drove you to give yourself for us. And Spirit, we worship you because you have taken the great work of Christ and applied it to our hearts. And now indwell us and will ensure that it comes to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. So we love you, our God, and we worship you this afternoon in music, in the study or the reading of your word, and Lord, the contemplation of the death of our Lord in the Lord's table. Receive the worship we bring. We ask in his great name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. Well, let's stand together this afternoon. We're going to begin singing a hymn medley, At the Cross and When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
My sight, and now I am happy
be seated.
Thank you. Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's food and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Of all blessing and honor and glory, is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us? And does the Spirit move among us? And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Unable to break the seal and open the scroll, the Lion of Judah who conquered the grave, he is David's root and Lamb who died to ransom the slave. For every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he is David's kingdom and priest of God. Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? Oh, yeah.
Said, I'm forgiven.
What a wonderful time together celebrating through music. I want to invite you to stand once again as we sing together, Jesus, thank you.
Mystery of the cross I cannot comprehend, the agonies of Calvary. You, the perfect Holy One, crushed your Son, who drank the bitter cup reserved for me. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you. Sacrifice I paid, brought near. Your enemy you made your friend, pouring out the riches of your glorious grace. Your mercy and your kindness know no end. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you.
It's been wonderful to worship our Lord through the music, so moving, powerful. Now let's worship Him together by the reading of His Word. If you have your Bible with you, I invite you to turn, or you can grab the one that's there in front of you. Isaiah chapter 53. We're studying together the actual account of the death of Christ, His crucifixion in the Gospels. So I thought this afternoon it would be good for us to go back some 700 years before He died, and read what, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah wrote about the suffering servant. This is the fourth of the suffering servant songs in the book of Isaiah, and it doesn't actually begin in Isaiah 53:1. It actually begins a few verses earlier. So I'll begin in Isaiah 52, verse 13. You follow along or listen as I read. Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted. Just as many were astonished at you, my people, so his appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Thus he will sprinkle many nations. Kings will shut their mouths on account of him. For what had not been told them, they will see, and what they had not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due? His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring, he will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. This reminds us that the death of our Lord Jesus that we celebrate this afternoon was like every other human death in many ways, and yet it was unique. It was unique in that it was sovereign. He laid down his life when he chose. And it was unique in that it was substitutionary. It was a death not because he deserved it, but it was in the place of all who would believe in him. In fact, I love the way Isaiah puts it. He was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, he died on this day 2,000 years ago for the stroke that you were due. The stroke from God's wrath, his justice that you deserved. Jesus paid it all. And because of that, we are forgiven. That's what we celebrate today. As the men come to serve us the Lord's table, a beautiful way to proclaim his death, I want you to take a moment and prepare your heart as they come. Confess your sin. Thank him for the gift of Christ. Our Father, we are truly overwhelmed at the gift you've given us in your Son, that you didn't spare your own Son, but delivered him over for us all. Lord, thank you for the gift of Christ. Thank you that in the divine eternal counsels, you decided out of your love for us to have your Son come into the world, to become like one of us, to live a perfect life, and then to receive the stroke of justice that we deserved, the stroke that we were due. And because of that, you can be just and yet the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we come together this afternoon to remember our Lord's death and the way he gave us in the Lord's table. And Lord, as we come to do that, I pray that you would prepare our hearts, that each of us individually who have repented of our sins and believed in Jesus Christ, that we would confess our sins even now, that we would hold nothing back, that we would open up the dark corners of our souls so that nothing is in the dark place, but everything exposed to the light. And Lord, confess it freely and seek to turn from that sin and walk in obedience. Father, help us even now. Call our sins to mind, and may each person here who intends to take of the Lord's table confess their sins to you, knowing that you are just and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, having confessed our sins, we come now to worship you and the gift of your Son through the means he gave us. Help us to remember his death as we take of these elements, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is our joy to take the Lord's table together, and we're going to sing, and as we do that, we're going to remind ourselves of the cost of our sins being purchased and our souls being purchased, rather, our sins forgiven. It's because he was stricken, smitten, and afflicted. Let's sing it together.
Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him lying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ by man rejected, yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. By his Son, God now has spoken, 'tis the true and faithful word. Tell me, he who hear him groaning, was there ever grief like his? Friends through fear cause disowning, foes insulting his distress. Many hands were raised to wound him, none would interpose to save. But the deepest stroke that pierced him was the stroke that justice gave. Sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great. Here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed, see who bears the awful load. 'Tis the word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. Mm-hmm. Christ, the rock of our salvation, is the name of which we boast. Lamb of God for sinners wounded, sacrifice to cancel guilt. None shall ever be confounded who on him their hope have built.
On the Thursday night before our Lord's crucifixion on Friday, he instituted this ordinance, the Lord's table. He waited until after Judas had left and just his true disciples were there as a reminder that this is only for those who are truly his, those who have repented of their sins and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as their only hope of being right with God. If that's you, then this is how he wanted you to remember his death. Again, the Apostle Paul says that by doing this, we proclaim and remember his death until he comes. The bread that you hold in your hand reminds us, as the writer of Hebrews says, that God gave his Son, when he came into the world, full humanity. He gave him a human soul. He gave him a human body. And on the cross, it was Christ's humanity, his human body and soul, that suffered death for us. And he did so in order to reconcile us to the Father, that by his perfection, taking our sins upon himself, God could be just and forgive us. Paul says, do this to remember the Lord. Our Lord said, remember me. Let's remember him together. Our Father, we really are amazed at your grace, that you didn't spare your own Son, but delivered him over for us all. We thank you that you gave him full humanity, that he was not only truly God, but he was truly man, and that he offered himself as one of us as the price for sin. Thank you that he paid our debt in full, that you credited to him on the cross every sin that every believer would ever commit, and he paid the debt in full. Father, we thank you, we praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for what you did in him on this afternoon 2,000 years ago. We love you and we praise you. In his name, amen. As the men pass the cup, we're going to sing together a song that reminds us that we can only be right with God because of what Christ has done and nothing in us. Let's sing it together.
No list of sins I have not done, no list of virtues I pursue, no list of those I am not like can earn myself a place with you. Oh God, be merciful to me. I am a sinner. My only hope of righteousness is not in me, but only in you. In no humble dress, no fervent prayer, no lifted hands, no tearful song, no recitation of the truth can justify a single wrong. My righteousness is Jesus' life, and my debt was paid by Jesus' death. My weary load was borne by him, and he alone give me separation from the world. No work I do, no gift I give can cleanse my conscience, cleanse my hands. I cannot cause my soul to live. But Jesus died and rose again. The power of sin is overthrown, and my God is merciful to me, and merciful in Christ alone. My righteousness is Jesus' life. My debt was paid by Jesus' death. My weary load was borne by Him, and He alone can give me rest. Yes, He alone can give me rest.
Again, Jesus took the cup on the night He was betrayed, and He dedicated it to a new purpose. Instead of the Passover in Egypt, to Christ, our Passover lamb, He took the cup and He said, "This cup is my blood. It represents my blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." I think most people in our world think that forgiveness is cheap, that God can simply wave His hand and forgive our sin. It's because we don't really understand the depth of our sin. No, the only way that God could be just and forgive our sins is what Jesus did on that Friday 2,000 years ago. He poured out His blood in the violent death of a sacrifice. He died so that we could live. He took our sins upon Himself and suffered the wrath of God so that we could be forgiven. And He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Father, thank You for Your grace to us in Jesus Christ. Thank You that You loved us so much that You sent Your only begotten Son. Lord Jesus, thank You that You voluntarily came into the world and took upon our flesh and lived among us a perfect life of obedience. And then You voluntarily laid down Your life on the cross for Your friends. And the reason was to purchase our forgiveness, Your life in exchange for ours, so that God could be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Spirit, thank You that You have applied the truth of the gospel to our souls, and You now live within us, and You will perfect what You have begun until the day of Jesus Christ. Help us as we think about these events, as we contemplate what happened in the Passion Week 2,000 years ago, even as we anticipate Sunday when we gather again to remember that our Lord died, but He didn't remain dead. You raised Him from the dead on the third day. Lord, fill our hearts and minds with a reflection on these things, and increase our love, deepen our faith, and give us a renewed resolve to live no longer for ourselves, but for Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is a wonderful evening to remember our Lord's death. We will gather on the Lord's Day, invite you to come and celebrate His glorious resurrection. Tonight, as we finish our time together, it's become a tradition here at Countryside for us to enjoy Amazing Grace, played on the bagpipes by our own Don Harris. I ask you to stay in your place as he plays through two verses of Amazing Grace, and then you'll be dismissed.